This is a dictation for Sasha Stephen. S-A-S-H-A S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. Sasha Stephen. Date of service 4/29/2022. Date of accident 7/20/2021. Date of birth is 6/30/1990. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. And allegedly she was involved in an automobile accident on 7/20/2021, where she was rear-ended as a restrained driver. This caused her headaches as well as dizziness, loss of balance, disorientation, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, also in the right knee. This caused her severe difficulties in ADLs, ability to walk up and down the stairs. The knee was achy and she is unable to put too much pressure on it, cannot go upstairs or sit on the floor. She also was unable to do the MRI as was ordered last time on the last visit. She reports that the pain medication and anti-inflammatory are helping her back pain. Currently, she lists her pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back at 6 to 7. Although the neck pain is more severe than the lower back pain, neck pain is 7 to 8, lower back pain is 6 to 7. The knees are achy at 5 to 6, and overall pain level varies from 4 to 6. 30% pains are reported relieved. ADLs are affected as follows. The general activity, the mood, work are affected 10 among ADLs from 1 to 10, and sleep and enjoyment of life is affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient further reports that in the system review, she has experiencing headaches, which are around 7, and they are associated with lightheadedness, dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, lack of concentration, poor grades at work, anxiety. Patient denies any vision disturbance, double vision. She denies any loss of memory, nightmares. She denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, limited range of motions, neck pain, knee pain, difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, difficulty in swallowing, none of them. There is no complaint. In the GU, no complaint of urinary incontinence, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, there are no changes in the pain level. And there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication are none, except the Tramadol. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination is as follows. One, blood pressure is 136 over 84, pulse is 79, and pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 3/25/2022 for Sasha Stephens, and dictation number 0328-037. Kindly use the same diagnosis. Plan of care is as follows. After reviewing the maps and the labs, I have provided the following medications to this patient. Patient will continue on naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Aleve 75 mg at night for sleep, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. She also has enough medication for now for Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hour PR for headaches, Gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain and headaches. Ultram is also, she has, they were given 15 tablets but she has not used them. At this time, the most important thing will be to order an MRI for her spine, complete spine. It was not done previously. That was sent to St. Joseph's EFCLNT Hospital, but they could not do it. She also has been ordered to try to do the neuropsych evaluation and treatment. And so the patient is now going to do them. She has been advised to continue her physical therapy, meanwhile, as well as home therapy, and to use heat and massage and McKenzie back program home exercises 3 times per week to continue, as well as she can continue working on a light duty. Since she has had opportunity to use some physical therapy in the past, it will be reduced to once a week only. Thank you very much. She has been advised to continue try to see a chiropractor, maybe, possibly, and even acupuncturist. Thank you.